on the Sportsnap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Brett Boone joining us on our Progressive guest line. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Also, for a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. He is a three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove Award winner, former Major League Baseball player Brett Boone joining us on Sportsmap Radio. How are you, Brett?
Good. How you doing?
As I mentioned earlier, yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me good?
Great.
Can you hear me good?
Absolutely great.
All right.
As I mentioned earlier, you're a three-time All-Star, the All-Star game coming up on Tuesday. Is the game still a special point for Major League Baseball players? Is it still a special thing?
I'll tell you what. I got to go to three, and as a player, I never understood. You know, I understand when it's your fifth, your sixth, your seventh All-Star game. It's not that it doesn't have that luster of the first one. But for me as a player, growing up in the game, whenever I made an All-Star team, it was an honor, and I treasured it. Now, whether I was starting, whether I was, it didn't matter. The fact that I was there, I kind of had the foresight at a young age that I know this window, I know this career is short-lived. We have a short window, so enjoy everything you get because it's going to be over before you know it. So I really looked forward to every one. It was a big deal for me. Now, it wasn't the biggest deal to win the game. But as players, we want to go out there. We want to put on a good show. If we win, that's great. At the end of the day, it's an exhibition. It doesn't matter. It doesn't go on the back of your bubblegum card. You know, you're not going to make any more money in arbitration by having a good All-Star game. But you want to put on a good show. You want to win. But as long as you get through the All-Star game, you don't get hurt, and you get back to your team and do your job in the second half. Man, I looked at it as an honor and an awesome thing. And I hope, and I do think most players do appreciate everything that comes with being an All-Star.
You mentioned how you grew up and being part of one of baseball's first families with grandfather, father, brother, you all making the majors. How do you think that differentiated you from other players in terms of being around the game constantly at that level?
Well, I think people assume that it's easier for you because you know what it's like. And I laughed at that because I remember my rookie year and they said, well, this isn't a big deal for you because you grew up in the clubhouse. Yeah, I grew up in the clubhouse. It's true. But I grew up in the clubhouse as a little kid, probably being a pain in the ass, bugging all the players, you know, and with not a care in the world. All of a sudden you're in that big league clubhouse with a uniform on and now it's your job. It's a different animal. So I'm just like every other rookie trying to make his way. That being said, did growing up the way I did help me? I don't know how much it helped me as far as my big league career, but I know it didn't hurt me.
Sure. As you saw baseball change, and now with not only new rules, but the NL and AL line has now been completely blurred, almost non-existent. Does that bother you? Are you one that, even though it's been part of your life, your whole life, you embrace the change that baseball's pursuing?
Yeah, I've learned to have a real open mind. You know, I think the game is changing. Our world is changing. So 2023, it's not 1975 anymore.
Yeah.
You know, those are some of my fondest memories. You know, growing up watching, you know, my dad with the Phillies and those great Pirate teams and the Big Red Machine and the Dodgers. That's what I remember as a child. But things have changed, and I went through my career. Of course, I loved my generation. This new generation, it's much different. It took a little bit of time for me to kind of embrace. But I've had an open mind, and now being on this side, doing a podcast, being in the media side, I have an open mind to everything. I went into this offseason. I remember when they announced the pitch clock, and the purist in me took a step back and said, wait a minute, pitch clock, that's what every other sport has. You know, we don't have a clock. We kind of pride ourselves in baseball not having a clock. But I said I was going to have an open mind. What I'm watching, what I'm seeing so far, what I'm hearing on the ground from players, coaches, managers, is they all love it. I think the fans love it. It's a crisper game. I didn't think I liked the disengagement rule from the pitcher standpoint. I figured that's too big of an advantage for an elite base dealer. But the focus all along was to get back to encouraging people to steal bases, encouraging people to put the ball in play. I think it's working. So for this purist right now, I'm thinking this has been a home run as far as implementing these rules. So So that's going to encourage me in the future when changes are made to have an open mind, because I think this has been great for the game, and I never thought it would be.
The All-Star game in Seattle, you started with Seattle. You went back to the Mariners at some point in your career. How do you feel about Mariner fans, the city of Seattle? How does that connect with Brett Boone?
Well, this is home for me. You know, I played in Cincinnati for a while. I had a couple stops in Atlanta and San Diego. But Seattle's my home. And everybody, I think, remembers me as a Seattle Mariner. My best years were here. In 2001, what an unbelievable season. It's still to this day. You know, I'm getting to reminisce, getting to see some old teammates from that team up here. And we still have that same conversation. We look at each other and say, how did we not finish the deal after winning 116? But that's baseball. And that happens. You know, you look a year ago with the Dodgers, they won 111 games, clearly the best team in baseball, and they got bounced from the playoffs by an 89-win Padre team. So I think that's what makes this game the greatest game. But I'll always be a Seattle guy. I come up to the city. The city embraces me. They were unbelievable to me when I was here. And I'm seeing that in my first days, just walking, first couple days here at the All-Star game, walking around town doing these events. They still remember now. I'm getting a little bit of, hey, my mom loves you, Brett, and my grandma loves you. So it's making me feel a little bit older to this younger generation. But there's a lot of buzz up here. We're having a lot of fun. We did the celebrity softball game.
Seemed like congratulations, by the way. I heard you were MVP of the softball game over the weekend.
Think I wasn't? You gotta give me that plug. But I remember walking onto the field, and they said, what do you think? I said, this sounded like a great idea 2 months ago, but now I don't know. This city expects a lot out of me. A lot of fun. I was impressed with the celebrities because you know the athletes are going to kind of bring it. And I was worried about these singer-songwriters. How are they going to be? I'll tell you what. These guys could hit. And it was entertaining. We ended up winning the game 21-19, but had a lot of fun. And, it was good. It was a long day, but it was fun.
You also played with Cincinnati, and Ellie De La Cruz is sort of lighting it up. There is some young talent in this game. How do you assess its health? I mean, how do you look at it and say, it's in good hands?
Unbelievable. You know, you're seeing the Shohei Ohtani, and I can't say enough about him. I'm still, every day I wake up, and I can't believe what I'm watching, dominating on both sides of the ball, you know, from a pitcher standpoint, hitting standpoint. My whole career, I said, this could never happen. You can't do it at this level. Yeah, maybe at a college level. But what Shohei Ohtani is doing, it's unbelievable to me. So that's a great storyline in the game. Robert Acuna coming back. You know, on pace to be a 40-40 guy. Ellie De La Cruz, you know, stealing 3 bases the other day, stealing home. He's got that rock star mentality. He's kind of like a Fernando Tatis Jr., going to be the face of baseball for a long time. So I think this new generation, it's a different game. It takes us older players a little bit of time to adjust to it. But I think the fans like it. This generation of fans especially like it. And I think it's good for the game. And it's really cool seeing that storyline. It's great seeing Cincinnati back on top. We haven't heard from them for a long time. The Baltimore Orioles come to mind for me as another great storyline this year. When's the last time we were talking about the Orioles this late into the season? The Texas Rangers have had a breath of fresh air breathed into them with Bruce Bochy coming back. So I think there's a lot of great storylines at the All-Star game. It's going to be a great second half.
What was it like to have a brother in the sport? We've been talking about sometimes with family members. You obviously come from a big family member. When you have a brother that's also in the league, what was that like at Christmas time and Thanksgiving?
Well, I look back on those times, and I think we took it for granted as kids.
Yeah.
I remember fondly sitting around the table with my dad, my grandpa especially. You know, he's not here anymore, so I can't hear that Ted Williams story for the 20th time. Now, fast forward 20 years, I wish I could hear that story one more time.
So sure.
Definitely special growing up in a family like that. I'm nothing but proud of what my family's accomplished in the game of baseball. And you know, Aaron and myself were teammates for a year in Cincinnati in 1998. At the time, this was our job, and we weren't thinking about anything. He was my third baseman. I was the second baseman. All I cared about is him giving me a good feed on a double play ball, and I got to go to lunch with him on an off day. But now looking back, I remember, you know, that was pretty special. Not too many people get to play with their brother at the big league level. But when you're in the moment, when you're a young player in the middle of your career, you don't think about stuff like that. It's only afterwards that you really look back and think how special it was to be able to do what we did.
Brett Boone, again, joining us on Sports Map Radio. Enjoy the festivities this this week, my friend. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you.
Again, three-time All-Star Brett Boone played with the Mariners twice, with the Reds, the Braves, the Padres, but calls Seattle home. As the All-Star game is home this week, that's where it is for Major League Baseball. We will come back or wrap up the hour as we continue on Sports Map Radio.